Right? We're continuing on with his explanation of why it can't be a dharma. Okay. So, repeat after me. Sambandohi tavat samyogova samavayova syat sambandha antarasya atra asampavat atra asampavat. Sandhi. Sambandha hi tavat samyogaha va samavayaha va syat. Sambandha antarasya atra asampavat. Okay? He says, remember he ended the last line with na sambandha anupapattehe. No, because of the impossibility of sambandha, of there being a connection. Now he's going to explain that. Sambandha hi tavat. Because, the take the hi as because the sambandha, the a connection, tavat is indeed, just it's making it clear, is only, you could say, samyogaha va samavayaha va syat. With that syat, you can say, because the sambandha, the connection, can only be, and that definitely, you know, the connection can certainly only be with the syat, samyoga or samavaya. Now what he's doing is going back to the Nyaya Vaisheshika. The Nyaya Vaisheshika have two major types of sambandhas, of connections. One connection is called samyoga, and one is called samavaya. Okay? Now I'll just quickly explain the difference. The samyoga is the type of connection when two separate objects come together, like they use an example of two balls are rolling toward each other and they strike each other. Now they've connected, right? They're touching each other. That's a samyoga. And, of course, that samyoga can easily be separated. You can, yeah, it's very temporary. Also, say, another example they use is if you're, say you're writing. You have a pen in your hand and your hand is resting on the table. Right? These are all samyogas. Right, the pen is connected to the hand, and the hand is resting on the table, and then you can go further, you're writing on the paper. So there's a whole connections here, but they're all of separate objects. Right? So it's temporary. It's a temporary connection. Whereas the samavaya, as opposed to the samyoga, the samavaya is the second type of connection, and it's considered to, instead of being more a quality, which is considered also a real, this is actually a real thing, a real property, this samavaya. It's called an inherent connection. And that would be like the connection between a part to the whole, for instance. All of the parts are integral to making up the whole. So there's an inherent relationship. If you take one away, then you've actually damage the whole. So the whole depends on them. Also, you could say a quality, the relationship of a quality to a substantive, like the color red to the lotus, red lotus. The redness inheres in the lotus. You can't take it out, right? Even though they are separate realities. Redness is its own reality. Lotus is its own reality, right? But when they come together, that connection is an inherent connection, eternal connection. If you take them apart, then you've destroyed the object there. See what I mean? So that's much different than two separate things coming together. You take them apart, no problem. They maintain themselves. So that's the difference here. So he says, and he's going to explain that somewhat. He says, it certainly can't be. Like he says, first he says, the sambandhas can only be, a sambandha can only be samyoga, which is a temporary connection, or samavaya, which is an inherent connection. Okay. Then he says, as we've already read, because here, in reference to this, atra, asambhavat, because of the impossibility here of sambandha antarasya. See that? Sambandha antarasya? Of another connection. Atra here, asambhavat. Because there is no possibility of another connection. The Nyaya and Vaisheshika only deal with these two, Samyoga and Samavaya. There is no other type of connection. There could be subcategories within these, but these are the two types of connections. In different spheres, we'll have other types of connections, you know, but not within Nyaya Vaisheshika in this context. There's only these two.
Can I ask you one question? The verse doesn't have, the actual verse itself, it doesn't have any of this problem in it, right? So this is the Bhasha, so the Bhasha is being written kind of understanding that people need these explanations.
When you do a Bhasha,
yeah,
there are different parts to a Bhasha,
yeah,
as opposed to a Vritti. Vritti will only give you the meaning of the verse,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
They don't give Purvapaksha Siddhanta.
Uh-huh.
Well, Purvapaksha Siddhanta, depending upon who's the commentator,
yeah,
you know, and what strikes you, the verse can bring up many different objections. Like, for instance, he uses in the verse Agni Ushnavat,
uh-huh,
heat and fire, as Swarupa,
yeah,
like, you know, like Bodha, like Nitya Bodha is the very Swarupa of consciousness, like heat, fire.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to trigger the Nyaya Vaisheshika. Heat, fire, that's dharma-dharma relationship, right? Also, you're using swarupa instead of dharma here between the two, and you're using ushnava, you're using agni ushna, which to us, as a Nyaya Vaisheshika, that's dharma-dharma. You're saying swarupa. And so, yeah, well, it's in the verse if you know Nyaya and Vaisheshika, and you're really writing a Bhasha, dealing with the different schools of thought of the time.
Yeah,
you know.
So your job is to show why the use of those words in the verse is accountable. And you have to take in what the possible objections would be.
That's exactly right.
At the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, say if you're reading Shankara, he'll have some verses where there's only vritti there in the Bhasha. There's only vritti.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't see any contention there.
Mm-hmm.
Other verses, he might have 10, 20 pages of Bhasha. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, he has all these things in his mind, right? All of the different darshanas are there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, okay, this could be an objection, this would be an objection here, this could be an objection here, this would be an objection there. And he deals with all of them, you know?
Encyclopedia, Botanic of objections.
Yeah. And now here in this, as we get this discussion goes on for several pages, and there's one other section in this text that has a Bhasha for several pages, and the rest of them are really quite simple because they didn't trigger these questions. Okay? So he says, asambandha antarasya atra asambhavat, because of the asambhava, impossibility, here, of antara, another sambandha, another type, what the idea is. Remember, sambandha means a connection, and there are different types of connections. Here he said, only two, samavaya, right, and samyoga, which are the two connections, two type of sambandhas for the Nyaya Vaisheshika. Any other type of connections we're not discussing here, they're not relevant. And these are the two that are being discussed as things that have actual reality within the Nyaya Vaisheshika. They're reals within Nyaya Vaisheshika. Okay? So these are the only two that apply here. So now, let's... Tavat samyogaha.
Mm-hmm.
Tasya Dravya, tasya, dravya, matra dharmatvat. Adravyatvat chaitanyasya. Sandhi. Na tavat samyogaha. Tasya, compound here, dravya matra dharmatvat. Then, adravyatvat chaitanyasya, double cha, ta goes to, the dental ta goes to cha. So, adravyatvat chaitanyasya. So, at the start it says, na api samavayaha, na tavat samyogaha. It is not samyoga. In English, I'd say it certainly is. It certainly can't be samyoga, because we've used syat up there before, so we can stick with that. It can't be samyoga. Means it can't be a temporary connection. Why? Tasya dravya matra dharmatvat. Because of that, tasya, because of that being a quality of only dravyas, only objects. That matra means only. Dravya matra, only objects. Because of that, tasya, being a dharma, a quality of objects alone. Nothing but objects. Dravya means an object, a thing. So you can only have some yoga, these temporary connections between two things. Okay? And here, as he'll say, consciousness isn't a thing. Okay? It's not even considered a thing. If you remember what we read, it's not considered a thing or an object, even by Nyaya. So he's just using his own argument. You can't say it's, some yoga, this temporary connection, because that can only occur, according to them also, between two things, between two objects. And you yourself say consciousness is not an object. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now the next one. Adravyatvat chaitanyasya. Adravyatvat chaitanyasya. Because of being adravya or chaitanya. Adravya, because of not being an object. Because of chaitanya, not being an object. Not being a thing. See the adravya? Adravyatvat. You have to always remember this twat is going to govern the genitive. And when we do it in English, we're going to kind of put them together. You're not going to say, because of being a non-object for consciousness. You're going to say, because of consciousness not being an object. In English. Right? That's what it says in English. Everybody see it? Na api. Anavasta patat. Nor also. Na api means not also. So in English you would say nor also. Samavayaha. Nor also can it be samavaya. This inherent connection. Okay? Why? Anavasta patat. It's anavasta patat. Patat means falling into, leading to. Because of patat, because from pat means to fall. Because of falling into, this would bring about this, what we call anavasta. Anavasta is a certain type of dosha, defect in logic. We call it anavasta dosha. It means it will lead to infinite regress. So anavasta patat means this will lead to an infinite regress. This will lead to anavasta. Means there's avasta is a place to land, like a place, a state, a situation. Anavasta means there's no landing place. It will never stop. And so, in order to understand that, he will explain. Okay. Right. In one way, I mean, we do this in logic too, there's how it works. is you first make, in the way a bhasha will work, especially in Brahma Sutras, it follows very strictly this progression. You make the pratignya. The pratignya is the initial statement. In fact, in a logical syllogism, the pratignya is the first statement. You know, like for instance, if I say in just the smoke on the hill, if I just say there is fire on the hill, that's the pratignya. Somebody looks up there, they only see smoke. They don't see any fire. I've made a definite statement, there is fire on the hill. If they don't get it, because they don't know the relationship, the invariable relationship between smoke and fire, I have to then prove to that person that that invariable relationship is there, and therefore, because I'm seeing the smoke, there is fire. Okay, so the pratignya is that initial statement of fact, right? So the way that a bhasha works is it will make an initial pratignya and then explain it, establish it. Then it will make another one and establish it. So you have to be patient. You read the pratignya and then you say, well, how could that be? Because he's giving the conclusion that he's going to develop. Okay, so in fact, often what we'll do when we're reading a bhasha is go and mark all the pratignas, right? And then you watch that being developed. Now here comes the next one, initial statement. Then that's developed, then here's the next one.
Yeah. So there's structure there.
There's structure. That's commonly followed. Shankara always follows it, at least in the Brahma Sutras, to the point that you can count on it and you look for it, and it really helps in your being able to read it. Okay, but this... Not that he will be, is not necessarily written by Shankara, even though tradition ascribes it to him. Swamiji has his doubts. And just because there are certain things, the way that he writes, it probably isn't, but it would be probably by one of the Shankaracharyas. And they will more or less follow that, but you can't be totally rigid, but you have to always keep it in mind. Okay, let's do a little tiny bit more. Samavayo hi sambaddha. Samavayi now sampadnati. Asambaddho va.
Asambaddho va.
Na tavat asambaddha.
Na tavat asambaddha.
Pratadivad.
Akinchit
karatvat. I'll read it for Gini Sandima. Samavayaha hi sambaddha. Samavayi now sambadnati. Asambandha asambaddha va. Na tavat asambaddha. Gata adivat. Akinchit karatvat. He's now going to explain this, the problem of the samavaya dosha, why it leads to infinite regress. First part, because samavaya is the samavaya which is connected, I'll explain this in a minute, okay? Is this, well, just first, this might help. I'm just going to keep the word samavaya, and the word samavaya means this inherent connection, like between a dharma and dharmi. There's an inherent connection often, sometimes, there isn't always actually, that's not true. Say the inherent connection like part to the whole, you know, or heat to fire, you can't pull one out and keep the other. That's the samavaya, that is an inherent connection. In Nyaya Vaisheshika, this, what we call samavaya, is one of the realities. There are they look at it as almost like a thing. It has its own existence. It's an existent entity that exists within the creation. Maybe you might say it's subtle. It's not an object you can look at, but it is, the samavaya itself has existence, right? And so, if the Samavaya as an inherent relationship is itself an existent entity, which is hard to get your mind around, but nevertheless, if it itself is an existent entity, it itself must be in relation to the thing that it's an existent entity of. In other words, say we say that, I'll explain this in English first. Say we have two things. We have consciousness and the Atma. And that their relationship cannot be samyoga because they're not two things. So that's out. So now, that means their relationship has to be one of samavaya. Okay, inherent connection. But the problem is that the samavaya itself is a reality. And that samavaya reality has to now be in relationship to the consciousness, right? Because it's what is going to allow for this inherent relationship. And it will have to be in relationship to the Atma also for these two to come together. Because the samavaya is a third thing, right? It's its own thing.
So when they come together, it produces something?
No. Don't try to have this make sense. Just try to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Try to have it just to understand that they look at the samavaya itself as a reality. Okay. Now this reality is going to be what allows for this type of samavaya connection between the Atma and the consciousness. Okay. It allows for that connection. But the samavaya itself being a real, it itself has to be connected, say, we'll just take to the consciousness. Because it itself is a real thing. And so this real thing now has to have a relationship with the consciousness, right? So that the consciousness can have a relationship with the Atma. Because the relationship between the consciousness and the Atma is brought about by the samavaya, which itself is real.
Is the samavaya like a power or something?
No, it's like an entity. I mean, I don't have time to read all that.
Yeah,
it's an infinite. It's going to be an infinite regress because for that samavaya, if that samavaya needs to have a connection, I'll explain this. The Sanskrit. I'll explain the Sanskrit more later, but because it's no use unless we understand this. That what's the infinite regress? Let's just take consciousness. The samavaya has to have a relationship with the consciousness. What is its connection? What allows this thing called that we call samavaya to be connected to consciousness? All right? We say it can't be samyoga. The only thing left that can allow this samavaya to be connected to the consciousness is itself another samavaya. Because otherwise, how do the two things are two different things? How do they connect? You say, well, they too have an inherent relationship with each other. The samavaya has an inherent relationship with the consciousness.
But
that's how they're connected.
Isn't the samavaya relationship that is being talked about between the consciousness and Atma the same as like fire and heat, right? So heat is consciousness and fire is Atma, like that. So then what does it need another?
Well, for us, there's no problem, right? But we say, for Vedanta, we say we're using heat and fire as swarupa, that the heat is the very swarupa, it's the very stuff that
right,
makes for the fire.
Heat and fire are separate from the point of view of the nyaya.
Okay, let's look at it like that. We'll do heat, fire. Here we have fire.
Right.
Here we have heat, right? There's an inherent connection
right.
between the two.
But they're still two different things.
They're still two different
uh-huh.
existents.
Uh-huh.
Not only that, the samavaya itself is a separate existent thing.
The samavaya being the relationship.
Yeah, the relationship also is an order of reality. It's considered one of the real things. Like the means of knowledge are considered as reals. This is considered as a real thing that comes into connection with the consciousness. So now we have the samavaya, with the heat.
Yeah.
The samavaya then is something now that is in relationship to the heat. And that samavaya then allows for the connection between the heat and the fire, which are two separate things. But what has allowed this real that we call samavaya to come into connection? What is the connection between the samavaya and the heat?
So
it's another samavaya.
Yeah, it has to be another samavaya because you have to have something that's connected. Otherwise, the samavaya is out there hanging by itself.
I got lost at that point.
But that means by definition, samavaya is infinite regress.
Yes,
that means
exactly
samavaya cannot exist without infinite regress.
Well, that is the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
But in Maya, infinite regress is not a problem. Because everything is infinite regress. Every single thing is infinitely divisible. There is no substance. There is really no substantive at all. The substantive, only substantive is Brahman. That's the substantive. And anything that you say is going to be an attribute, it's really not an attribute at all. You can't even find it. You know? But say you don't say that. Say you say these are reals.
Right? Then you have the problem.
Then you have the problem of infinite regress. So he's bringing this anavastha dosha, which comes up in many, many different contexts. Right? He's bringing it here. The anavastha dosha comes up. We use anavastha dosha also if I say try to find a thing. Try to find one dravya, one object here. You can't. Because every dravya, every object is divisible into two dravyas, which are then divisible, then divisible. It is an anavastha dosha. You can never get to the bottom of it. It's the same. There's an anavastha dosha in trying to find a unit of time. Every unit of time, as long as there's length, as long as there is time, it's divisible. Anavastha dosha. You can never get to the bottom of it. We totally accept that because in Maya there is no substance. There is only here Brahman. That's all. Now, say you say, no, these are all reals. The pramanas are reals, different qualities are real, qualities are real. The samyoga, the first one, the samyoga itself is a type of quality, whereas the inherent, the samavaya, it's a property. It's another real. And so when you're dealing with reals, then these reals have to have relationship. One real has to be in relationship to another real. What is that relationship? If you say, here you have two things, the dharmi, which is a real, and the dharma, which is a real, and then they have to come into relationship. What is the thing that relates them? Can only be samavaya because they're not objects. Okay, so now we bring in this other real, the samavaya, which has to relate the two. So now how is the samavaya going to hook up with this real, the consciousness, or with this real, the atma? What's the hook? It can't be samyoga, we've only got these two. It has to be another samavaya. But that's going to lead to infinite regress because...
Who says that the samavaya is real?
The nyayikas.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I have a little bit of it there in English in the blue. Mm-hmm. Oh, it won't be blue. Yeah, it will. It'll
it's
be.
Blue.
Yeah. You can read that. I'm going to be doing more commentary on this. I'll do more commentary. Our time is gone. Oh well, we got some.
We did. It was great.
Yeah. We won't need to print out anything for next class.
Okay.
We'll be fine. Let's say our prayer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Harihi Om.